The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamis Tafkuf Yud Beis. The Mishnah at the beginning of the 14th Perek says like this: Cheresh Anasi Pikachas, a deaf man that married a regular woman, Upikeach Shanasa Chereshas, or vice versa, a regular man that married a deaf woman. Imrata lohoitzi yoitzi, if he wants to divorce her, he can. Imrata v'kayim yikayim, if he wants to keep the marriage, he can keep the marriage. Kishem shu kainis b'yamizo, just like he marries the woman with hints, because obviously, if one of them is deaf, so they can't communicate with voice, so the only way they can communicate is with sign language or some other type of signs. Kach hu moitzi b'yamizo, so the same way he married her with signing, so too he divorces her with signing. The way they hinted to get married, that's the way they get out of the marriage. Which in other words is an indication that the marriage was not really the Oraisa marriage. It really was not a biblically recognized marriage. Being that one of them were deaf at the time of the marriage, so the marriage therefore was not chal. It was not really a valid marriage mid Oraisa biblically. However, it is rabbinically recognized. It is a mid-rabbonadike marriage. But the same way it's recognized to become a marriage, it can be undone. The same way they can make the marriage, they can break the marriage. And the Gemara goes on to discuss what's the difference between a deaf person and a shaita, someone who's retarded. Someone who's mentally retarded does not even have a rabbinical marriage. If either the husband or the wife, and certainly if both, are mentally retarded, the marriage is worthless. It's absolutely nothing. And however, when one of them is deaf, we say that the marriage is a rabbinical marriage. The question is, why is it that the Rabbanan instituted a marriage for where one of them is deaf, and not for when one of them is mentally retarded? Since biblically they both don't have a marriage, so what? And it's only a rabbinical institution, so why do the Rabbanan institute for one and not for the other? To which the Gemara answers that a deaf person can hold a marriage. The marriage can last. There was purpose for the Rabbanon, for the rabbis to institute such a marriage to have validity. Whereas, with mentally retarded people, even if only one of them is mentally retarded, the whole marriage will not last. Human beings cannot stay together like that when one of them is mentally retarded. Hence, we see from this Gemara that even the Gemara is recognizing that a deaf person has enough intellect, is regular enough to hold a marriage. Although the whole concept of why biblically a deaf person cannot make a marriage is because they're lacking intellect. They're missing enough cognitive cognition to make this acquisition of marriage. Nevertheless, they can live with a lifestyle of marriage. And being that they can live with a lifestyle of marriage, Chachamim, the rabbis wanted to help them, and they instituted for them this concept of marriage. Now, I'd like to use this as reason to discuss laws of deaf people, halachas of deaf people. And as we'll see, perhaps these halachas are more common than we may think of them. As we saw, a cheresh, a deaf person, is almost equated to a mentally retarded person. Min HaTorah, biblically, a deaf person cannot make a kinyan. They cannot acquire something. They cannot buy something. They can't sell something. They can't make a kiddushin. They can't make a marriage. They can't give a get. They can't break a marriage. They can't give a divorce. They can't make anything that's a chalois. They can't give something to hektish. They can't do anything that's going to create anything that's a chalois, that requires knowledge, cognition, that the acheresh is equated halachically to a shaita. A deaf man is equated to a mentally retarded man. Then there's a discussion. So what is a cheresh? We find in Gemaras that the Gemara discusses that cheresh could refer to one out of three things. A cheresh could be somebody who cannot hear and cannot talk. It could refer to somebody who could talk but can't hear. And it could refer to somebody that could hear but can't talk. Presumably, in the olden times, at least for the majority of people, if they couldn't hear, they couldn't talk. Because if they didn't hear others talk, they would never learn how to talk. And therefore, in the normal situation, if they couldn't hear from birth, then they weren't able to talk. And if they weren't able to hear or talk, that meant that they couldn't communicate. At least they couldn't communicate at least they could only minimally, at the very least, they couldn't talk anything more than minimal communication, such as remiza, such as hinting. And therefore, the simple understanding is that a cheresh, someone that could not hear and could not talk, so such a person is equated to a shaita, to a mentally retarded person, because they both don't have enough intellect. Meaning, because if someone couldn't talk and they couldn't hear, so they didn't communicate, they never developed their seichel, they never developed their intellect, and therefore they are equal to a mentally retarded person as far as they're not a bardas. They don't have enough seichel they don't have enough cognition to do any of these things, just like you understand a katan can't make a kiddushin, a katan can't make a kinyan. So too, a deaf man doesn't have enough intellect, even though he is older than a katan, even when he matures and becomes 13 years of age, he nevertheless will be lacking the intellect of doing all these things. The question comes, what's the halacha with someone who's a shemea medaber? He can't hear, but he could talk. Medaber ve'eino shemea. He could talk, but he can't hear. So there are different sugyas in the Gemara, but in this shir, I'm going to try to focus on the halacha. The Rambam seems to be of the opinion, at least according to the way the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Chof Tes Halacha Beis from Hilchas Mechira explains the Rambam, that in some Gemaras we say that if he's medaber the Enosh Hameh, he could talk but he can't hear, Dino Kipikei Lechol Dvarav, he's like a regular cognitive person. The Gemara says so in specific cases. Says the Kesef Mishneh, according to the Rambam, that only where it is said, only in very specific cases do we say that midaber the inei shemei is like a pikeach. That if he could speak but he can't hear, he's like a wise man. However, the halacha, the poskim don't go with this. There's a tshuva in the Mincha Shleimus, Simin Lamed Dalid, a tshuva that's from Reb Shleimus Zalman Oyerbach, a tshuva in Kevitz Tshuva Simin Yud, that's from Reb Liashiv Zatzal, which is also, it's also a Primi Godim, and I believe I saw a Divrei Chaim in Evena Ezechili Beis Simin Ayin Beis, it says like this, that the main halacha is not like this Rambam. And according to halacha, once he's a medaber, the inoy shemeya, if he could talk like a regular human being, even though he can't hear, he's like a bardas, except for the places that we find that it requires a person being able to hear with their ears. Now, there's a discussion in the poskim, what's with today? In modern days, this whole discussion perhaps is much more practical than it was years ago. Years ago, typically, if they were if they didn't speak and didn't hear, I would assume that they were in a mental institution, left out of society, and didn't have to do with too much people. There wasn't that much of a discussion about them. Today, in modern society, today with technology, we have many devices that help deaf people communicate. Let's start with the most simple one. There's such a thing as hearing aids. Okay, so you'll tell, and then there's such a thing as cochlear implants. So, like this. So you might think, you might wonder, why am I mixing these into our discussion? And I'll tell you like this. When we speak about somebody who's medam b'vein shemea, he speaks but he can't hear. So, we're talking about somebody that halachically can't hear. If you would first, when somebody that's born deaf, when they were born, they could not hear a bit with the hearing test, and then they were given cochlear implants and learned how to hear. And then later they developed, and they're able to communicate and hear and talk like every other human being. So, although in the outside world, such a person will be considered a regular hearing and speaking person, but halachically we would first have to judge if the hearing with the cochlear implant is considered hearing. Perhaps the hearing that he hears with those cochlear implants is not halachically hearing, and then halacha would look at such a person like he is a medame ve'inu shemea. He's somebody that speaks but can't hear. However, once we establish that if somebody could speak and not hear, they are considered like a regular cognitive person. They are like a pikeach, except for those places where it's specifically necessary that they're able to hear. So then the whole discussion isn't a discussion, because if you pass like the Rambam, so then there are many cases where if someone is able to hear, if someone is able to speak but they can't hear, they are considered a ine badas. It doesn't help you that you see them communicate. It doesn't help you that you see that the looks like they're able to hear and speak like a regular person, and they're cognitive like a regular person. Halachically, they would perhaps be considered like an ine badas. Now, I'm not coming to take sides and say that cochlear implants is considered not hearing. However, I'm coming to raise the point that there is a discussion about it and on the possibility that hearing with cochlear implants would not be considered hearing, then according to the Rambam, there would be a possibility that such people are not badas for many halachas. However, once the Poskim Paskin, that the main halacha is that if he's able to speak like a regular person, then he's considered like a pikeach, then he's considered like a regular cognitive person, so then the whole discussion is not applicable. And once you see that a person can talk like a regular human being, even if his articulation might be a little off, you might be able to tell that his hearing is not perfect, that's not going to have any effect. The halacha will be that once they're able to speak, they're like a pikeach, they're like a regular cognitive person, they can make a kiddushin and geirushin, all these halachas they can do minat Torah. The only thing you'll have to worry about is the discussion of where they have to hear. Such a thing as being about to keya, that's for other people, or other halachas where they have to be able to hear. They have to be able to be mashmi'a l'oznov. So there you'll have to discuss if hearing with cochlear implants is hearing or not. Similarly, with hearing with hearing aids, if they can hear only minutely, only the extreme sounds, and with hearing aids they can hear almost everything, there might possibly also be a discussion whether that is considered halachically hearing or not. So, in practical terms, nowadays that with this advanced technology, so many of these people that are born deaf are able to hear. However, with all this technology, they still remain those that apparently aren't able to be helped. Every once in a while, you bump into those that still can't hear with all the technology. And so if they can talk, again, if they can talk like a regular person, so then you see their cognition, and again, they're going to have a din of a pikeach l'chol davar, they're going to be like a regular cognitive person. The only thing is, the halachic cheirish of today will be, if you'll find somebody that's deaf, and they do communicate, however, they can't talk. Or if they talk, it's quite unclear what they're saying. So then it's a big discussion. Like this. If they're able to talk, if they're not able to talk at all, but they're able to write. So the Igros Moshe says that they're nevertheless considered a cheirish. Even if they're able to write, and nowadays, besides for writing, nowadays there's communication boards, all different types of devices where they can type and then the device will talk and say the words for them. Nowadays, the technology, there are so many ways such people could communicate. Nevertheless, they're going to be considered like a cheirish. They can't talk at all, they'll definitely be a cheirish. They can't hear, they can't talk, they're going to be a cheirish, even though they could communicate. Even if they could communicate, and therefore they could be part of society, and you see their cognition. Nevertheless, you see from over here, the cheirish is not the plain, simple IQ. It's not the plain, simple cognition. They can talk, they can't talk. They can write very deep intellectual writings and scripts and books. Helen Keller wrote some beautiful books, but if she wasn't able to write, if she wasn't able to talk, if she wasn't able to hear, halacha will recognize such a person like a chereish, like a person that's an inoy bardas, a person that's missing halachically, they're considered missing cognition, and they won't be able to make a kiddushin min ha-Torah, a gerushin min ha-Torah, a kinyoni min ha-Torah, and that's very nogea le-halacha. That's pretty much the basic halacha. What's a little bit of a question is, Rasham, they want to say, sometimes there's a little bit of an in-between. What about if they can't hear at all? And they can talk minimally. They can talk words very little. They can talk very little. What they do talk is unclear. Sometimes you can put the things together. Is that considered a medabiv einishemeya? So that there's masham that says such a thing would still be medabiv einishemeya, but that might not be so simple. According to Moshe, it has to be that most people are able to understand what they're saying. So there's a little bit of a gray line of a deer. If when they talk, it's quite unclear and it's very hard to make out what they're saying, then it's going to be a little bit in between. If nobody can understand what they're saying, they can't talk, they simply cannot hear, cannot talk, even though they could communicate, they're definitely a cheresh, according to the poskim. If they could talk, then the poskim recognize them as a bardas. If they could only talk minimally, in a way that most people can't understand, maybe few people could understand, it's unclear words, then it's going to be a little bit of a gray area, and it would be subject to a big question, and pricing would have to be done practically if the person is a chevesh or the person is a pikeach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.